Welcome to the second episode of Miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the first episode, we discussed what's a miracle, what's a mu'jiza, what's a karama, what's the difference between that and magic, and why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were granted miracles. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had many miracles which he manifested and displayed. And the scholars tell us, the more the miracles of a prophet, the greater the status of that prophet. The more the names of a prophet, the greater the status of that prophet. But from all of those miracles, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam split the moon and did many amazing things. The greatest miracle is the Quran. The greatest miracle is the Quran. There's a narration in Bukhari, the crux of which is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every prophet was given miracles on account of which his people then believed in him being a prophet. But I have been given divine revelation. Which Allah has revealed to me. And I hope that my followers will outnumber the followers of the other prophets. The other prophets showed miracles that swayed a number of people. But I have the Quran. It's an eternal miracle. It's still here today. Shahrul Quran, the month of the Quran. Hence, I hope that the Quran will sway many more people and my followers will be the greatest in number. I will bring the greatest number of believers to the majestic court on the day of Qiyamah. Why is the Quran the greatest miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The first reason is the obvious one, is because the Quran is the spoken word of Allah. And every other miracle is the creation of Allah, whereas the Quran is the actual word of Allah. The second reason is that the Quran is eternal. It will not stop in this world. It did not stop at a particular point in time. The splitting of the moon or anything else, it was then and there. You and I, we know about it, we believe in it, but we haven't seen it. Nor have we benefited directly from it. The Quran will continue into Jannah. The third is, the Quran is a book of guidance for all of humanity, for all of time. The miracles of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was limited to their time or to their people. But the Quran is here up to the end of time. Another reason why the Quran is the greatest miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is that it gives us a complete way of life. It covers everything which is essential as a guide for a human. It tells you where you come from, why you came, how to live your life, where you'll go to, what's right, what's wrong, what's a good result, what's an end result, what is Jannah, what is Jahannam, what is belief, who is Allah, who are the messengers, alayhim wassalatu wassalam. The Quran talks to us about science. There isn't any established scientific fact that is in contradiction with the teaching of the Quran. And the Quran said those things 1400 years ago. I've spoken once about how the Quran always speaks about hearing before seeing, where sight is more important than the ability to hear. And afterwards, not recently, did scientists and doctors discover that the first faculty that's activated in the fetus, the first sense is hearing. And the last sense to be deactivated before you die is hearing. And the Quran always speaks about hearing before sight, although sight is more important. So these subtleties that the Quran speaks about, how the fetus grows in the belly of the mother, science proved it later on. But the Quran had already established it. Another reason why the Quran is the greatest miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Quran is eternally preserved. Every letter, every dot, every dialect, and even the meaning. I'll run through a few reasons that the scholars give in terms of why the Quran is a miracle. The eloquence is exclusive. You never tire of listening to the Quran. Every day, every rakat, you're reading or listening to Surah Fatiha, you never tire. The quality is something you cannot imitate. Its history is accurate to the point. It's put out a challenge. قُلَّ إِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَن يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. If all of mankind and jinnkind were to combine, they won't produce the Quran, let alone the Quran, not even one surah, not even one ayah of the Quran. It charts out a comprehensive way of life. It tells us about the purpose of life. Many educated professionals and scientists and technologists don't know what is the purpose of life. It was revealed in Arabia, but its guidance was for all of humanity. The extent of its subject matter is exhaustive. It is impossible for one human to have mastery over so many different subjects which are contained in the Quran. It is impossible for one human to maintain that standard in emotion and in dictation over a period of 23 years, yet you won't find any inconsistency. When Jahannam is spoken about in the first juz or the last juz, the emotion, the style, the tune, it's exactly the same. It's impossible for a human to have done this. And unlike other religious books, the speaker is always in the first person. It's not John speaking or someone speaking to people. It's Allah speaking to humankind. It's Allah that's speaking to humankind. So there's much more detail, but suffice to say that we should appreciate the fact that we, this ummah, have been blessed with the Quran, which is the greatest miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.